Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, who include all of America's truckers. Now you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. Parler, it's at the Captain's America. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a caller, so I'm going to take the caller because I know he's got a question. And it's Mike, the unofficial mayor of Clearwater. So, Mike, what's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
You know, Denise, always a pleasure to talk to you. One thing I don't see the media covering, I pay attention to the news that comes out of South Korea because I have family over there and my mother is Korean. There's some disturbing things that are happening over there. Now, the Japanese, they want to sort of dump radioactive waste from the Fukushima disaster in small amounts into the ocean. And Seoul and Beijing, for very obvious reasons, are not very happy about that. So we have John Kerry over there saying, oh, well, we side with the Japanese. You know, we believe that they should release the small amounts of radioactive wastewater, whatever you want to call it, which has now angered Seoul and Beijing. Now, my family in Korea and people that I know over there are saying that the Koreans are now starting to move towards working with the Chinese more and more. They're starting to view us as not being their ally anymore, and they're starting to take matters into their own hands. So this is a perfect example of how Biden's foreign policy is, the man is just totally inept when it comes to how to deal with sensitive matters like this. So what are your thoughts and what do you know about this? Because the media here just is not talking about it. And thank you so much.
All right. Well, good point.
It's a very tough situation here. And, you know, John Kerry was, just in China signing some kind of a, you know, cockamamie climate change deal. But I would argue what's happening in the Asia Pacific, and what isn't happening that should be happening, should concern everybody. So you're right to be asking some of these, you know, hard questions. While Kerry may, in fact, be the climate change czar, let's not forget that he most recently was Secretary of State. And I would imagine that he is also laying groundwork to help out the existing leadership at the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
Turning towards China is a very dangerous thing, but I'm not completely convinced that turning towards China is in some cases, an option. I think it's almost kind of being a force thing because of the power that China is wielding in the region.
Uh-huh.
So, and they're wielding a lot of power, certainly when it comes to things like Taiwan, Hong Kong. So it's a very dangerous time. I don't believe that we have anybody in the State Department that is qualified. I would suggest that if you can, on any kind of social media, that you follow Mike Pompeo. He has been, let's say, communicating on some of these events or non-events that should be events when it comes to foreign policy. So he may be able to give you some better insight with some of his social media posts when it comes to some of these concerns. Not only, I might add, with the South China Sea, what's happening there, and the Koreas, but also with Ukraine, which I would say is not being discussed nearly enough with what is happening there.
No, and there's activity that was mentioned again over the weekend with more Russian troops showing up, adding to the already 80,000 they had there. How many do you need?
Well, I think some of the interesting questions here on this is, what are we prepared to do? You know, there's a closure of the Black Sea.
Yep.
We were having apparently a couple of warships that were
destroyed. Two destroyers. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then they were somewhat turned around.
Yep.
So, what are we advising Ukraine? Are we gonna about to be in some kind of a tank war? Or you know what are the deployment packages? What's the Pentagon saying? So, and what are we doing to support Taiwan? Now, back to South Korea here for a second. They did just sign an agreement with the United States. I think I have this right, that they increased the funding that they pay us to be there by 40%.
Yeah, they did. Hold on, and we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And by the way, Eric has got a comment here. I'll read that comment when we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Reese on America's Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, Mr. Ron, and we'll be talking to him tomorrow on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, by the way, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with standard 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, remember, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and they honor those that have served their country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that will open the door wide open for you and get you some more great stuff. Alrighty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you were going to finish what you were saying.
No, I think I did. I just I was really trying to say that this Biden administration is really deferring, you know, to China on all things because of the power that they wield, and I don't think that this administration has a clue on any kind of leadership on what really to do with the State Department and when it comes to diplomacy.
Uh-huh.
And I think that we have seen that with Kamala Harris in not doing what needs to be done when it comes to the Northern Triangle countries that are causing us such, you know, headaches and immigration and
right.
the border.
All right, we have a question. I know this is a question coming from Backgammon Bob. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. Seems to me rather than worry about climate change, which is pretty nebulous as to what we can even really do or how much we can really affect it, that Fukushima thing could be a pretty bad thing overall because it could poison the oceans. So I think we should be working on that rather than climate change. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, Denise, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought they'd already dumped some of that contaminated water into the ocean.
I don't know what I'm not versed on what that plan is, but I would say that Japan would not be reckless, in dumping contaminated. I mean, they keep saying that it is being treated. I believe that you can treat that water.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know all those ins and outs either. I mean, I'm not any kind of a scientist when it comes to rehabilitating water and any kind of cause and effect. But, I personally think it's more important we have more important things than climate change. Well, let's just put it that way.
Well, my experience was with 9 Mile 1 and 9 Mile 2 in the James K. Fitzpatrick nuclear plants up there in Oswego County. And once in a while, they would get water that would be contaminated, but they would treat it, like you said, and it was a process they went through. And once they got permission from the NSC, they would go ahead and release it into Lake Ontario without having any problems. But they did it all by the book to do it.
Japan's not going to be irresponsible on this one. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe so. It's been going on for quite some time, too. And let's not forget that, you know, whatever happens, if it's bad, it would also affect Japan. Not just, you know, the water, but it would affect Japan themselves. So I don't think that they would be reckless on this one.
All right, let's talk about Los Angeles County Sheriff's Alex Villanueva, because he came out and just rocked the house over the weekend. He says the far-left defund the police narrative and progressive officials are directly responsible for a worrying spike in violent crime. Now, the background, of course, is that most of the major cities are almost all run by Democrats across the U.S. that have experienced a spike in violent crimes this year. What say you?
Well, imagine speaking some truth. You know, and it's tough to do out there in California, but I got to give the guy a hat tip, right?
Yeah.
So I would say that you know he's going to get canceled here at some point because that's what the left does.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to show some examples here because of the unrest that's going on in Minnesota, Portland, mm-hmm. Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, don't think that he's not looking at the components there in Los Angeles County, because he is. So this is a very dangerous time here. I think he's trying to throw caution to the wind, and rightly so.
Now, we all know, and by the way, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis over the weekend was at a Lincoln Day dinner at Mar-a-Lago along with the former President Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo and Marco Rubio and Rick Scott, as well as other dignitaries, too numerous to mention. But how would you like to have been a fly on the wall at that meeting?
Well, yeah. I'm good with all that.
Yeah, and apparently part of what was going on was DeSantis made something. He's starting to make more comments about the national politics in America and the world scene, which is kind of a clue as to what we're seeing here. But he said that Biden created a catastrophe at the southern border by dismantling President Trump's policies, former President Trump. And he also mentioned some things earlier in the week about Israel and the situation over there. But you can kind of see if Donald Trump runs, I would not be surprised if Ron DeSantis was his vice presidential candidate.
I don't think that Trump's going to run. But anyway, it's very possible, DeSantis, could be part of the mix.
Yeah.
I will say this, however. Let's not forget that not only is on DeSantis's resume is there the matter of he being governor, but mm-hmm. also, too, which is important, he was a member of Congress.
Yes.
So
6 years.
He's got muscle memory on that.
Yep.
And furthermore, he was also a Navy officer.
Yep.
He's also a lawyer.
Yep.
So he has some real concerns about all things policy. There's a very large Jewish contingent in South Florida. Things dealing with Israel are certainly come up on his radar. When it comes to immigration, that too is also very important. We are, a non-sanctuary state.
Right.
And I think that happened a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So, I think that, the Biden administration has been trying to find places to, send all of these migrants and, they're looking, to Florida, and Florida's like, you're not sending them here. Iowa did the same thing. I think it was Iowa, maybe.
Okay.
This affects, when national policy and foreign policy, it does affect states, and some of these governors are fighting back, and so it's not just DeSantis. And you just mentioned Sheriff Villanueva. It also affects law enforcement.
Yep. Well, here comes the music, so we'll have to say toodaloo until tomorrow morning. But, boy, there's so much that we could be talking about right now. It's just unbelievable. What a day. You'll have plenty to write about.
Indeed.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. Two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that half of all Americans 18 and older have now received at least one dose of COVID vaccine.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced Sunday that about 130 million people 18 and over have received at least one shot. About 84 million people, a little more than a quarter of all Americans, have now been fully vaccinated. Both of those numbers are expected to increase quickly as eligibility for vaccines will open up for all people 16 and older nationally on Monday. And Russian activists are calling for a day of protest later this week as opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly near death in a Russian prison. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he sought treatment after being poisoned by a Soviet-era nerve agent. Authorities sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison for violating a suspended sentence in a fraud case, something that Navalny says was politically motivated. He began a hunger strike in prison 3 weeks ago after being refused to be allowed to be seen by a private doctor for severe back pain. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have 2 campuses. We'll give you the phone number here in a minute after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. And here they are.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 campuses to serve you and train you to be a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the 2 campuses, one is located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the great city of Boston, and the other one's in Clearwater, Florida, down here across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. Now, what I would suggest everybody doing, if you're interested in the National Aviation Academy, you need to go and you need to see the campus.
either the one in Mass or the one down here in Florida. And I'm going to give you the generic phone number that you can call to set up an appointment. The number is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Set up an appointment. Tell them you talked to me, the captain, and you'll be glad you did because you'll find out what's involved. You'll be able to talk to a student or two, a teacher or two, and you'll be able to get your financial paperwork all taken care of, too. If you're a veteran, your GI Bill, they'll help you with that. And if you're a civilian, your student loan, they'll help you with that. So there you go. Well, several Democratic members of the House Armed Services Committee say they expect Congress to support funding the Afghan Army and Air Force for years to come, even after the U.S. and European troops pull out this summer. But what if the U.S. stopped funding the Afghan military? That's an open question. It could have disastrous consequences. We'll see, because there are some progressive lefties that don't want any more money going to Afghanistan. Now, do you remember former Speaker John Boehner from Ohio? He's been making some noise lately. He's backing President Joe Biden's decision to withdraw the U.S. troops out of Afghanistan, but he disagrees with the administration's timeline for pulling out. He wanted it done sooner. He said it's time to pull the troops out. Okay. Now, after the U.S. withdraws from Afghanistan, its rivalry with China is likely to define the new administration's approach to the region. So how will Biden pivot on South Asia? Well, there's a number of theories going on as far as what's going to happen and where we're going to be. Obviously, the U.S. military seems aloof to the fact that it's being toyed with by a terrestrial adversary with and key capabilities that may be compromised as a result because the adversary's drones, China, are up in the air all the time spying on the U.S. And the Pentagon is acting like as if they're UFOs, but they're not. They're drones, different sizes, different shapes, checking out our military to see what we're up to. And the U.S. is going to need to develop more persistence in the Arctic region if it wants to be a player there, so says the commander of the U.S. Northern Command. Now, NORTHCOM, which is the command, says that the U.S. must defend our interests in the Arctic. There's oil up there. There's gas up there. It's also the shortest way around the world, if you remember right, if you want to try either the passage by ship, which can be done, not all the time, but once in a while, or by flight. There you go. Now, political adversaries and a sexual assault crisis are amongst just two of the factors eroding the confidence in the U.S. Armed Forces. This coming from Bloomberg. I don't necessarily agree with that. And the reason I don't is because a few bad apples don't ruin the whole bushel or the barrel, as they say. You ever seen a barrel of apples? That's kind of neat. And the Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to decline to hear a lawsuit alleging that America's all-male military draft amounts to unconstitutional discrimination on the basis of sex. In other words, guess what? They don't want to draft women. I think some of the women want to be included, but if there was ever a draft, but they don't want to draft women. Now, a pair of leading Democrats in the House and Senate reintroduced a bill last week to make U.S. policy not to use nuclear weapons first in a military conflict. Okay, so let me understand this. We have a military conflict with Russia, but Russia launches an atomic weapon at us, and we're not supposed to retaliate? Huh. What am I missing here? And by the way, America and the Pentagon's race to harness a new generation of powerful quantum computers could get a boost from a bipartisan pair of senators, fueled in part by the fear of growing competition with China. In case you hadn't noticed lately, China's every day trying to hack into something that the U.S. has. Every day. Now, the Army is currently looking for a vehicle-mounted missile to bust up current and future tanks on the battlefield out to 10,000 meters. Wow, would that be something? More than double the distance of the missile it's replacing. And I think they're currently using a TOW missile. That's what they use to go after tanks on the battlefield, the opposition's tanks. But what a difference a day makes, huh? What a difference a day makes. And let's not forget either that the new CH-47 variant helicopter, the Chinook, is back in test flights. Now, Boeing is hoping for a production contract. U.S. Army is yet to schedule a limited user test for the latest variant of the CH-47 Chinook helicopter, instead ordering its return to flight testing to gather more data. But despite issues cropping up in previous testing, Boeing is confident it'll win its first production contract in fiscal 2021. That according to company executives from Boeing. And a former judge improperly punished two men in Montana about their military service. The Montana Supreme Court ruled last week that what the judge did was improper, violated their privacy, and never should have done what he did. The only thing is the story doesn't tell me what it was he did. It's an Associated Press story. By the way, the Veterans Affairs officials are now backtracking on plans to bar student veterans from rounding out their degree programs with non-required courses to maintain their GI Bill benefits, saying they'll look for other ways to ensure the system isn't being abused. Obviously, when you only need like 3 hours or 4 hours or 2 hours to get your degree, whether it's an associate's or a bachelor's degree, you'll take a course that's that long if you can find it, which may be outside your field of study. So they decided that that was okay to do instead of having to stay within your course study and take a course that's 6 hours long or whatnot, so you have more than the requirements, take you longer to graduate. We'll see how that works out. All right. It's Monday morning. Chris Markowski, when we come back, will be on the calendar. So don't go anywhere. Yep, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about with Chris. It'll be interesting because the financial news is out there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take. I've taken it for about 5.5 years now. I take it because of the fact that I have inflammation in my left ankle and foot, and it goes up my leg, and what a mess that becomes. And to get rid of the inflammation, you have to have something that will do it. Well, the ingredients in Relief Factor, which is 100% drug-free, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, will actually lower the inflammation and go straight to the source of the pain and get rid of that, too. And that's what it does for me. Now, it is 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. And guess what? 100% drug-free, and it comes in these little individual packets, very easy to take. And our caller on the phone can tell you that, too, by the way. It's a $19.95 3-week quick start. Gets it all going. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain to get it all going. And you'll be glad you did, because, after all you got to lose is pain. Well, Mr. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. We have a caller on the line that has a question for you. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, the honorary mayor of Clearwater, Mike, is on the line. What's up?
Good morning, Chris. You know, Chris, we've talked about, I've called several times, and I've had the pleasure to talk to you about how inflated this market is. The corporate, the numbers just don't justify these high levels. So real quickly, I opened up an account on Coinbase, and I started investing in cryptos. Now, it's not much money, like 100, maybe 100 and a half on a monthly basis, just money that I have left over that I haven't spent. What do you think? Big mistake, or am I on to something? Thank you so much.
Okay, here we go.
Listen, you're just having fun with something like that, with some money that doesn't matter.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with you know, taking some speculative money and doing some things like that. Everybody does stuff like that. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people do. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It's the same way. I don't gamble if I go to casinos or anything like that. But I have friends of certain people that do, and the ones that do it as an enjoyment for themselves, they know going in that this is all I'm going to spend. Either I'm going to leave today and I'm going to lose my 150 or 200 or 500, whatever that may be, or I'm going to make money, and it's that their entertainment money. When you're doing this with your speculative money with investing, yeah, you can do well over time. I mean, I've done some stuff with the cryptos as well. Do I make it a cornerstone of my portfolio? Most certainly not. I agree with you with the valuations of many things, but the valuations are based upon the fact that they keep printing money. It says it's valued at a certain amount, and we've seen the valuations come up, but the reality is that you're not making as much. Everybody thinks that they're making all this money. They're not making as much as they think they are when, in my opinion, real interest rates here in the United States are -8%. We're not, you know, being told the right inflation numbers out there, and we see the price of everything else going up as well. So, you know, it's all relative, if that makes any sense. Instead of, you know, the price of food and all these other things are going up that you have to buy, and your portfolio is going up with too. Well, it's kind of a race to the same place, and it doesn't mean as much.
Okay. By the way, our senator, and by the way, you probably don't know this, but they had a big Lincoln Day dinner over the weekend at Mar-a-Lago, and not only was President Trump there, but Senator Rick Scott was there, Senator Marco Rubio was there, Governor Ron DeSantis was there, just about the whole Republican congressional congregation was there, many of the who's that are Florida politics were there, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was there, a couple of other cabinet people were there, former cabinet people, and there were a lot of shots of DeSantis and Trump talking mano a mano at the table they were sitting at.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you wonder.
I'm sure the residents of the state of Florida do not want to see DeSantis leaving his position there in Florida based upon the job that he's doing.
Correct.
Down there. And quite frankly, governors are very important positions. They really are.
Yep.
And he's handling his job as a governor, not as a lackey to Washington, D.C., like many governors do. He's actually running his state. You are chief executive of that state. And I'm a big believer in 10th Amendment, the Constitution, states' rights, and how politics should be run at the local level. So, I think that the people of Florida probably like DeSantis to stay there as long as he possibly can. I don't know how much longer he has. If he has, what, one more term, correct, if he were to win?
That's right.
Yeah.
He had 2 years and he's up for re-election.
Mm-hmm. 2 years and he's up for re-election. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, listen, maybe some people will be pushing him for 24. Who knows? He's done a great job in that state. As far as, national politics are concerned for the Republicans, right now, they've got to get behind something. And, I don't see what that one thing is. I mean, we could talk about the border, till we're blue in the face, and the situation that's taking place there. But the reality on the ground right now is that there's so many Americans that are not willing to go back to work because they're getting such, big government checks.
Sure.
There's a real problem with you finding workers right now. And because of that, and businesses are going to hire people that are illegal, and they're getting the job, construction, you name it. You want to open up the hospitality industry with these vaccines and other areas. You need people to fill those jobs. And right now, I have a difficult time doing it.
Well, you worked as a waiter for a while, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
One of the classy restaurants, high-end restaurants in Miami Beach has now, because they can't get help, has now gone to robotic waiters.
I don't know if I could I don't know if I could handle that. That would kind of creep me out. I wouldn't be able to do that. But, Miami's doing a brisk business down there. And I know it's anecdotal, but I've got quite a few clients all over the country, in Florida, too. Good luck trying to find staff. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very difficult thing for many businesses to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stephen Moore yesterday said the United States will eventually pay the piper on government spending. This spend is going to come back to bite us sooner than later.
But the only thing I disagree with Steve is it's happening right now. It's already biting. I know I've been talking about this a lot, so I'm blue in the face, but that's the reality. It's inflation. The value of your dollar, you woke up this morning and the money that you had in your wallet is worth less. That's mm-hmm. just the reality. That's how it's biting. And, again, people have to really get their arms around that.
Yeah, and you got to love Larry Kudlow. He comes up with some of the darndest answers. He was interviewed on Newsmax last week, and he told, he says, in regards to Joe Biden's inclinations, he says, listen, Joe, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's always the case. Sometimes, sure. The whole less is more. Go trying to solve, problems that aren't there. Biden's popularity as far as, the approval numbers right now through the charts, a lot of it has to do with the money that's being, thrown around, at this point in time. He hasn't yet been really challenged yet as a president, and that's eventually going to come. Whatever that may be. I mean, it may be something having to do with Russia and the Ukraine and how we handle it. It might have something to do with China and Taiwan. We have to, as a nation, I've been talking a lot about this on my podcast and my program. We got to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and go out there and compete again. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is we have to really handle the challenges from China, because they are really making major investments, that, and not just in their own country, around the globe, and they're giving an alternative to the rest of the planet, saying, okay, you have our form of, government, more of a command and control type of a, they want to call it a democracy, even though it's one party rule, whatever they're calling it, or the United States, and they're saying our way is better. And, that's how people are lining up right now. And I think many things right now are not going to be so much in regards to hot wars, but more or less almost like a different type of Cold War. And you look at China. China's not the Soviet Union.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination, people can make money there as long as you play by their rules. And, again, it's an interesting, challenge that we're going to have to face moving forward. And we're not going to do it by, again, just giving stupid speeches.
You are right. Here comes the music. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Go there. Check out all the different things that he has to offer over there. And good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. Good morning to you, George, and to everybody in the chat room. I'll be right back. Coming back with Frank Salvato from Underground USA.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.